Hare Krishna. A few days back, I came across an article in BBC, which was really quite disgusting, quite pathetic, and depressingly indicative of the nature of the leadership of the world that we're living in. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. It was the UN's Food and Agricultural Council, and their recommendation that food shortage in the world, which is a reality not only in developing or underdeveloped countries, but also in the Western world, for instance, the transport infrastructure broke down in most Western countries, then there would be food shortages very, very quickly. People would feel a food shortage. Food shortage, and of course, in many parts of the world, people are hungry, if not starving. And they suggest that this could all be averted, diverted, and solved if people took to eating insects, caterpillars, grasshoppers, ants, termites, scorpions, you name it. Yeah, seriously. And they showed some graphs as to how the protein content and other minerals and vitamins are higher in these things than, for instance, in beef. So as an alternative to meat eating, as an alternative to eat, well, of course, that's also meat eating, but as an alternative to eating sheep, cows, chicken, etc., which is very costly, very environmentally friendly. They suggest a cheaper, more efficient, more environmentally friendly method of raising food, or raising, I'm just trying to say livestock, raising bugs for eating, and that's turning to this other industry, which is popular in certain parts of the world, Africa, China, and so on. They already have these type of habits ingrained in their culture, and in some Western countries, some of these things are considered to be real luxuries. Hare Krishna. And when I'm reading this, I'm thinking, this is UN, here's the leadership of the world. And rather than recommending to everyone that they be vegetarians, and therefore we could be actually feeding so many more people in the world, we're getting people to eat bugs. People are already, by their meat-eating habits, sort of living like tigers, lions, wolves, and so on. But now they want to degrade people to an even lower standard of food consumption, which is that of the birds and other lowly creatures. And this is what happens when men are left to their own devices. No matter how smart they may be, no matter how so-called well-wishing they may be, but still they're never going to actually come up with the right idea as long as they deny and don't follow the laws of the Lord, laws of God. They won't know how it is that they should conduct themselves, what it is that they should eat, how it is that they should live in this world. They come up with these type of absurd, degrading proposals. And one of the interesting statements in that article was that and they were recommending that restaurants in the Western world, etc., although there are already some restaurants where this is sort of a real, where they're doing this as some kind of specialty item, but that restaurants make it more accessible and help people overcome the disgust factor. In other words, help people become lower and lower on the evolutionary scale, help human beings act in more animalistic like way. Yes, there's a real disgust factor involved, no doubt. No doubt there would be a disgust factor. And no doubt some people will overcome it and start eating scorpion pizzas and all kinds of other things like this. But this is the unfortunate state of affairs. This is what the world's sort of highest institution is recommending to the rest of the world. And actually, today I was saw another article where the Pope, new Pope, whose name is Francis, he's sort of modeling himself after Francis of Assisi and being the patron of the poor. He was saying how world economy really exploits the poor and is favoring the rich, and there should be a change. And I was thinking to myself, yes, St. Francis, to the best of my knowledge, was also a vegetarian. So what about the poor animals? Don't they deserve a mention as well? And wouldn't that be the real example to be setting, showing people how to not just be concerned about the fate of poor humans, but those poor animals who are being slaughtered by the billions, tens of billions a year. Hare Krishna.